Hi, welcome to Wiz School once again. We are on chapter 16. In the previous two chapters, we saw about the company, about the industry. In this chapter, we are going to touch up the cross-country exposure. Because when we talk in terms of multinational companies, their origins are abroad. So from that angle, also we need to have certain evaluation. Whenever a person is examining the annual report of the company, the study of the country in which it operates becomes very important. Whether it is dependent on another country for its imports or exports, and the stability of their country becomes a crucial factor when we evaluate such company who is dependent on import or export from other country. Let us look at main pointers when we try to evaluate the cross-country exposure. The number one factor is the political stability of the country, the rate of inflation, the foreign exchange risk, the nationalization, the restrictive practices, and the economic or the business cycle the company is in. Let us look at this one by one. The first one is the political stability of the country. The political stability of a country is of paramount importance. No industry or company can survive or grow in a country in a political turmoil. Survival is a day-to-day affair and dependent not on industry but on the benevolence of those in power. And hence the political stability of the country becomes of paramount importance. The next important factor to be looked into is the rate of inflation. Inflation has an enormous effect. If the rate of inflation in the country from which one imports is high, and the cost of production will automatically go up. This might reduce the cost of competitiveness of the product finally manufactured. Conversely, if the rate of inflation in the country to which one exports is high, the products manufactured would become more attractive, resulting in the increased sales. The next important factor is the foreign exchange risk. Foreign exchange risk is a real risk, and one must be cognizant of the effect of revaluation or devaluation of the currency, either in home country or in the country the company deals in, especially when the company has imports or exports of its products. Devaluation in the home country would make the products in the company mix more attractive in other countries. It would also make imports more expensive, which could have an adverse effect on the sales. Devaluation in the country to which the company exports would make the company's product more expensive. So based on what type of company you are, whether your company is importing or exporting, based on that, the foreign exchange risk will have a crucial role to play. Next important factor is nationalization. Nationalization can be a real threat in many countries. The fear that a company may become nationalized. We have seen various phases of transition from private to nationalized, again from nationalized to private. Historically, with very few exceptions, nationalized companies are less efficient than their private sector counterparts. If one is dependent on a company for certain supplies, nationalization would result in supplies becoming more erratic and the likes. Restrictive practices or cartels imposed by the countries can affect depending upon the company's needs, its imports or the exports. India has a number of restrictions on what may be imported and at what rate of duty. This is to an extent determines the prices at which the goods can be sold. So based on the restrictive practices, your product can either grow or exit from the market. If the domestic industry is to be supported, the duties levied may be increased, resulting in the imports becoming unattractive. It is therefore important when viewing a company to see how sensitive it is to the government policies and the changes that can affect the company. So evaluate the restrictive practices both when you are a domestic industry or your company is dependent on other countries. And the next important parameter is your economic or business cycle. Economic or business cycle in a country can drastically affect the performance of a company. During a period of recession, the demand is low and the sales are low. Companies at this time often suffer a large fall in profits and even losses. Conversely, at a period of recovery or boom, your consumer demand is high, your sales are on the increase, and so are the profits. So look out whether the company you are in is in recession or is in boom. So obviously, when your company is in boom or recovery phase, your investments are likely to grow. So take a look at these factors and understand the cross-country exposure of the company. While analyzing the company operating in another country, one should determine the stage of economic or the business cycle, the expected duration of the cycle, the company's ability to survive as demonstrated previously to weather the recession, at what stage of the cycle the company is likely to be most affected. So these are the various pointers while analyzing a company operating in another country. So friends, what is the conclusion of the chapter? It is important to remember that losses are always at a time when accelerating inflation is followed by a recession. There is, however, nothing to suggest that a boom or a recession would be for a definite period of time, and hence the length of previous cycle should not be used as a measure to forecast the length of an existing cycle. However, it is very, very important to evaluate and determine as to what cycle the company is in and based on the investment should be made. Thank you.